Fifth stage. This stage starts at the Greek Orthodox Church San Giorgio dei Greci and ends at the Campo San Zaccaria. This stage takes approximately 30 minutes. Once you've visited the Greek Orthodox Church or the Museum of the Icons, cross the bridge right in front of the church and walk along the Fondamenta Osmarin. Walking along the Fondamenta dell'Osmarin, you arrive in Campo San Zaccaria. As you turn left, you will be faced with a bas-relief with a great gate representing the Blessed Virgin Mary between two saints, and that marks the access to the monumental area, to the complex of the monastery and of the Church of San Zaccaria. Once you pass through the gate, which marked the entrance to the former monastery, you find yourself in front of the church, which is an absolute masterpiece of the second half of the 1400s. The great architects were Vittore Gambello and Mauro Codussi. But more impressive works of art await you in the church, which asks for an admission if you wish to go down the steps and visit the former church, the crypt. A major place of interest in the church is the Cappella di Sant'Arasio, which takes the part of the old church. What we see nowadays was rebuilt by the already mentioned architects Gambello and Codussi, but they worked only on one part of the church. The previous part, dating from the 1300s, still stands, and you see it clearly if you stand in front of the church and look to your right. So that is where you find the Cappella di Sant'Arasio, which has been decorated with frescoes by Andrea del Castagno, a unique, very rare feat in Venice, where frescoes don't last such a long time because of the humid air. And there are also polyptychs by Antonio Vivarini and Giovanni d'Alemagna, active in the first half of the 1400s. As far as the church is concerned, there is one of the last masterpieces painted by Giovanni Bellini in the early 1500s, and it represents the Virgin Mary on the throne, surrounded on each side by three saints.